This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Public Service Broadcasting Nepal marks first anniversary. Launches its officer logo, mobile app and NTB World Channel. President Ramchandra Podil urges PSP Nepal to disseminate reliable and impartial information, keeping people and nation at the center. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriel says government is determined to provide political outlet through elections. And at least 11 people killed as Russian attacks plunge more parts of Ukraine into darkness. Now the news in detail. Public Service Broadcasting Nepal has marked its first anniversary today with a special ceremony celebrating its establishment through the merger of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television. Inaugurating the anniversary today, President Ramchandra Podil called on PSP Nepal to preserve its broadcasting legacy and serve the public by providing information in line with the core objectives of public service broadcasting. He emphasized that PSP Nepal should operate based on the principles of fairness, impartiality and universal acceptance, noting that responsible media have a duty to disseminate factual and credible information. Highlighting the challenges posed by the spread of misinformation and misleading news, President Podil urged PSP Nepal, as trusted national media, to uphold journalism that is reliable, responsible and impartial, keeping the welfare of the people and the nation at the center. On the occasion, President Podil officially inaugurated the broadcasting suites of PSP Nepal and the new international channel NTB World, while also unveiling the logo and mobile application of PSP Nepal. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel recalled that Radio Nepal and Nepal Television have made significant contributions to Nepal's broadcasting sector. He stressed that in the current media landscape, where commercial sustainability is challenging, the content produced by PSP Nepal is crucial. He added that PSP Nepal should focus on enhancing the presentation and accessibility of its programs to reach wider audiences more effectively. Regarding NTB World, Minister Kharel noted that it faces the challenge of offering innovative content and emphasized the need to develop it sustainably. The Communication Minister also assured that the government and the ministry are committed to providing necessary support to PSP Nepal. Likewise, Executive Chairman of PSP Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Bista, said the promotion of democracy and amplifying citizens' voices remain the organization's top priorities. Chairman Dr. Bista added that PSP Nepal has adapted its presentation style to appeal to the new generation while maintaining its credibility and values, positioning itself as a bridge between citizens and the nation. As part of the celebrations, the branding of NTB World was officially unveiled, marking a new milestone in the journey of PSP Nepal. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriel has stated that the government is determined to provide a political outlet to the country through elections. In a post on a social networking site, Home Minister Oriel emphasized that the government is actively working to fulfill its responsibility of holding elections while ensuring good governance. He added that there is no alternative but to work with sincerity and responsibility. The Home Minister's remark came as the government prepares to hold the House of Representatives election on the 5th of March next year. Two pedestrians have been killed in separate road accident along the East-West Highway. In Ghodaghodi of Kailali, 55-year-old cyclist Shankar Dagora died after being hit by a vegetable-laden vehicle, while three others were injured. The driver, 23-year-old Santosh Kirtimagar, has been taken into custody. Likewise, in Hetonda of Makwanpur, 37-year-old Ram Bahadur Bora was killed after being struck by a passenger bus. The bus driver, 33-year-old Sujay Kumar Singh, is in police custody and further investigations are underway. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 11 people have been killed and more regions of Ukraine have been plunged into darkness following another night of intense Russian strikes across the country. According to Al Jazeera, the escalation comes as diplomatic efforts to end the nearly four-year war continue to stall. Ukraine's military reported on Sunday morning that Russia launched hundreds of drones and missiles from the air, ground and sea, targeting critical energy infrastructure, a recurring Kremlin strategy as another harsh winter approaches. According to Ukraine's Air Force, 503 aerial attacks were detected overnight, including 55 missiles and 458 drones. While only 9 missiles were intercepted, Ukraine defenses managed to shoot down 406 drones. The strikes were concentrated on gas and power facilities, causing widespread outrages in several regions. In the frontline Zaporizhia region, Governor Ivan Fedorov said 3 people were killed and 6 injured after Russian strikes hit multiple districts, including a residential building. A powerful storm bearing down on the Philippines' largest island, Luzon, has been upgraded to super typhoon status, with authorities warning of life-threatening conditions in several regions. The BBC cited the Philippines weather agency Pagasar as saying Typhoon Fungwong will bring sustained winds up to 185 kilometers per hour and heavy rainfall across parts of the country today. The eastern Bicol region was the first to be struck by the storm this morning, while Luzon, the nation's main population center, is expected to face severe impacts tonight. Typhoon Fungwong comes just days after another storm, Carmegie, caused widespread destruction and left nearly 200 people dead. Syrian President Ahmed Sara has arrived in Washington for an official visit, just 2 days after the United States formally removed him from the list of specially designated global terrorists. According to the BBC, Leader Sara will meet U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House on Monday, 11 months after his rebel alliance ousted former leader Bashar al-Assad. Ahead of his arrival, Syrian security forces detained dozens of suspected members of the so-called Islamic State group. Now, sports update. Nepal lost to the UAE by 43 runs in the Hong Kong International Sixes today, scoring 84 runs while chasing 130 runs. For Nepal, Mohammad Adil Alam made 32 runs, while Sandeep Jura collected 31 runs. With only a win over India, Nepal exited the tournament after losses to Afghanistan, South Africa and Sri Lanka. Meanwhile, Captain Sourav Vishwakul announced his retirement from international cricket, ending a two-decade career that included Nepal's first Cricket World Cup in 2014 and ODI debut in 2018. Vishwakul went to Hong Kong as the captain of Nepal team for the Hong Kong International Sixes tournament, had previously said he would retire after the tournament. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Koshi, Bagmati and Gondki provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of light rain and snowfall in one or two places in the mountainous regions of Koshi and Gondki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Public Service Broadcasting Nepal marks first anniversary, launches its official logo, mobile app and NTV World Channel. President Ramchandra Podal urges PSP Nepal to disseminate reliable and impartial information, keeping people and nation at the center. Home Minister Om Prakash Oriel says government is determined to provide political outlet through elections. And at least 11 people killed as Russian strikes plunge more parts of Ukraine into darkness. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.